Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Now Peter,
Piper,
Pig, Peppers,
but Run Rock,
Rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down,
that's his art,
John,
Jackie,
Nimble,
what,
Nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
Math,
Mud,
Faster,
Jacks,
or Jay
Dick.
My
little Bo B, Cole, lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell of sleep, and out of Chillin' Summer in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill Bucket in his hand, and damn, Master Jay, licking out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
I'm a
zone. LL, what the hell gonna rock the bells? Or you washed up rappers wanna do this well? Rock the bells. DJ's name?
Cut Creator!
Now you know episode who's on the wheel. You drive the crossfader like a cutmobile. So precise with a slice that you know he's greater. What's my DJ's name?
Cut Creator!
Now I know. What do you know? Earl rolls the weed. I go to the store and get on. Go before your crabby looking nappy head. Just get back. There's a 10 to 1 chance that the mic is smacked. Rock the bell.
Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat. combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness with iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Man, you already know what's up. This is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. We got Gabriella the Hurricane Renee on the ones and twos. She's taking care of the event page, handling that business over there. Man, I'm so ready for this show because of the way the last show ended. It was so hype. I want to get right back on that energy. But let me get down to it. Let me introduce this show to the people who are here, who are new. This is how we get down. If you're listening to the show, you called into this number. I just need you to press 1 if you want to spit. That's how we're going to get you on. Now, we like to say bring your best shit. This show is for anybody. If you got wordplay, if you got bars, if you got eroticism, you know, whatever it is, you got to bring it here. We want you to bring your best shit. But when we say best shit, we're not talking about you trying to impress us and all of that. Whatever is best for you. Whatever you feel in the day that you know you're going to spit the fuck out of, that's what we want you to spit today. Bring that energy to the stage. That's what we're looking for. And with that being said, I'm not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to go to the first caller. We're going to see who number one is today. We got 240 in the building. 240, you're there? You're muted? You're there? There it is.
Yeah, I was muted. What's up, Renaissance? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man. Good to have you on the show, brother, man. You know what's up. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Yeah, you got Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer here, a.k.a. Lou Draw, you know what I'm saying?
In the building.
That's me.
Hey, in the building. Y'all got me a little bit hype earlier coming through on your clubhouse stand today, man.
Oh, man, hey, it was different up in there today, but, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it, brother.
Yeah, you know, I needed a little something, man. I needed to do something and get my, like I said, my sea legs back, you know, try a few things out, my little cadence and everything. Man, I appreciate that, man.
Oh, yeah, man, nothing but love, brother. Did your thing.
All right. Yeah, so you're number one as always, man. Everybody who was trying to beat you out lost again. You know, Joe always number one, y'all. Y'all just going to have to let it go. He going to wear the plaque. It's just what he do. It's just what he do.
Yeah, I be trying, man. I be trying.
Hey, you be winning. I mean, you be doing. You ain't trying. You're doing. But, yeah, man, I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I know you came to spit. We're going to start the show off. We got Joe, as always, putting it down. He always brings the right vibe, the dopeness. He starts the show off right. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, here we go. Anti-woke. As I arose from a deep sleep, I was opposed to the opposition. I was supposed to keep on sleeping. You're wide awake in a dream state. Somnambulism. Zombieism. You've been trained to watch Dawn of the Dead bobbleheads, unaware of what's being said, unaware where you've been led. I wonder whether it's better to stay asleep, be numb, be pitiful. Hey, I'm not fond of digital digits, unaware my screens are filled with subliminal messages and repetitious speeches sucking your brain until your ability to think was amputated for your mind from vocal lobotomy. My God, is it just me? Is truth now a conspiracy? Is poetry subject to, suggestive of, moral issues? Bias based by the way you were raised views. Wake up. was the last line in school days. We were shown how we were perceived. If perception is a fact, how do you view you? Outraged at being displayed as nothing but butlers and maids. And we made a change, and a change was made from butlers to hustlers to booty rustlers, from dick slanging detectives. Shut your mouth. Y'all getting shafted. Law and order, criminal intent, anti means not for, against. Pro means for. Now wait for the spin. Devout men embracing your face in sin. He said what he said, but that's not what he meant. That same mindset still sits there on the bench. And nonsense fill your subconsciousness. The more you hear, it's obvious. The governor is pounding his podium, trying to make his home state dystopian. And y'all vote for him? Anti-woke for him? Does he know that Mickey Mouse ain't a real mouse? Does he know he's acting like a real louse, insect or human? But when he starts banning books, now there's nothing worse than not knowing the truth. But these jerks are banning the proof, expanding the coup. 2.0, they want you anti-woke. Keep your head on a swivel. Be aware of your surroundings. Now, don't believe what you see. AI is prolific in politics. It rocks on TikTok. The most shit you're swallowing keeps your mind locked. I listen to George Clinton, the blues and jazz fusion. I take a gasp at the fact that this is mass confusion. Wake up, puzzle people. Real life ain't so linear. It's hard to think freely, increasingly limited. What'd you hear? Did you see that? They just shot a man for waking up. Nah, brother, that ain't real. That's a political cover-up. And we say, what the fuck? Shit keeps on happening. I'm saying people wake it up. They make it move by just napping. And you're anti-woke. The anti-woke. Peace.
That's what I'm talking about. You come through here and spit that shit. Look here, bro. You know you sold out. You know you sold out. So you know you're going to have to give me a line back. Sucking your brain, the vocal, lobotomy, all of that is dope. But look, even the line where you're talking about government is pounding, the governor is pounding the podium, trying to make his state dystopian. Yeah, that's tight. But I'm going to need you to give me the lines in between. We made a change, and y'all getting shafted because you showed your ass on that one right there. Go and get that back.
All right, let me get that mask. Yeah, we made a change, and the change was made from butlers to hustlers to booty rustlers. From dick slanging detectives, shut your mouth. Y'all getting shafted. Get it?
Showed your ass on that piece. Because, you know, you throw the George Clinton in there because I know where you're coming from, but you hit me with the 70s jive flow. You know what I'm saying? Like you just pulled that out and dropped, you know, that pimp shit and the crooked cops and just all of that in one little flow. Like, that was dope as hell, man. That was dope.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Already, man. You know how you do. You come through. You start the show off right, man. We always appreciate that.
Oh, man. I appreciate the platform, man. Love y'all. What's up, King Brother? It's my sister.
Man. Already, man. Hope you can continue to listen to the show. We always hope that you can come back every time. You've been number one for I don't know how long. I don't know if anybody can beat the streak, man.
Hey, I may be number one, but I ain't leaving till the show is done. Yeah, I just broke that.
Already, look at him. He's a poet and he know it. Look at him. Already. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. What's up with Mike, bro?
Already. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening? What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
It's Anthony Arnold.
Indeed. You almost got him. You almost got him. He's right there. Hey, Joe still beat you out, man.
And it's okay. Eventually, when he's not thinking, I shall jump upon him.
Already, you might get him. You might get him one day. I'm rooting for you. Rooting for you. How you feeling, man?
Doing well. Just tired. It's been a long week.
Man, I say you're on that, brother, but we here. We made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did, because there are some of us who planned to wake up this morning and did not.
And that a fact. That is definitely a fact right there. You're spitting. You already spitting. They ain't even started. You're already spitting.
It's for some reason, as you get older, it seems like everything slows down and everything is getting longer. So, I don't know. I'm just living life the best I can.
Hey, man, that's all you can do, right? Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
With that, I know you brought some dope shit. Yeah. I know you got something for me, man. So, I'm going to let you do what you came to do and press mute. Mic is yours.
Piece I wrote a while back. I don't usually sing on my pieces, so forgive me if it cracks a little. Piece called Redemption Songs. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause I have all I ever had. Redemption songs, redemption songs. Walking the African veldt, a child wonders what will his life, his future be. Captured by those he's never seen, shackled and taken to a land far away. His eyes gather things he could never imagine. His ears hear music, something he could not fathom. Redemption songs. Growing up in a strange land, he sees those who look like him, yet not like him. An enigma inside a conundrum. Fighting to survive, staying away from the tree of woe, staying away from the widowmaker, to live. Caught up in a war, not about him, but all about him. His freedom, his emancipation. As an elder, a griot, he tells the young ones about a first time he heard the music. Redemption songs. And that's that piece.
Look here, you got the audacity to come on this show and hit the falsetto on me. That's how you gonna start your poem. The audacity to hit the falsetto on the show. You ain't warned nobody.
Well, you know I have to get you every now and then.
Look here, man. Look here, I ain't gonna play with you today, man. I ain't gonna play with you today. You gonna come in here and hit the falsetto. I wasn't even ready. Hell, and wave with it too. You wave with the note. You riff on it. Hit the falsetto and riff. All right. And this piece is deep. At the end of the piece, you were saying, as an elder, a griot, he's telling the young ones about the time he hears the music. So, for you in this piece, that particular motivation, mm-hmm. was there a song or was it something that you had heard that motivated you to feel this particular elder and describe his feelings when you wrote this piece?
At the time, believe it or not, I was listening to Bob Marley. And came on. And it just spoke, as they usually do when I start writing stuff. But
already,
it was just a song that he heard in his head, and over the years it carried him. It helped him to survive from the time he was captured in Africa to the time he became an elder and was able to explain it to the younger ones. It was just something that kept him going over the years.
Alrighty. And that in itself, that speaks to the loss of our traditions and the loss of the disconnect, you know, from that a lot of us have, you know, to our ancestors. Like, we just, it was lost in time. And that was, you know, definitely something that, you know, I wish, you know, I could look back to and have something that was passed down. But I was actually talking to Kim the other day about how certain songs can be the catalyst to poetry. And here's an example right here. That's what's up, man. So I appreciate you coming through and sharing that with us today. Hopefully you can come back next show and, you know, shock us again with something, because I sure wasn't ready for the falsetto.
I appreciate it. Yeah, as long as I can breathe and talk, y'all gonna have to put up with me.
Hey, you family, man. That's what we do, right?
That's what we do.
Already. All right, brother, man, we'll go ahead and let you sit on the couch over there and keep chilling with us. And like I said, to anybody who's listening, if you want to get on the event page, you want to rock out, you want to tell anybody about stuff you got going on, you want to shout out the poet you just listened to, please feel free to do so. Anthony, we'll catch you next time, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. One love, one life.
Already. Anthony Arnold doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 445 in the building.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
What's happening? You still doing the WAP over there? What you doing?
No, I got my grandbaby. They just brought him in here, and hopefully he'll stay calm and let me get through my piece. I'm hollering at Queen Timbrella over there. I know she in the background somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah. You know she's doing a thing. She holler at you on the event page, as always, holding it down. She does a thing over there, man. I'm telling you, the way she promote and hold down the event page is like no other, man. She gets it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I'm going to try to get through this piece. I was going to do my joint, but the Arnold beat me to it. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to go back to something I did the other night.
Whatever you feel.
This is called Indigo Child.
Already. Well, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Sometimes when you wait, you just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the suns in the east and the moon reflect the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm yeah. I'm blessed by the light, so my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. Its waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. See, I bring to you in black and blue, because that's all I ever knew from deep within to pull from and give to you, my indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised, not that blue from a bruised heart that stains my veins, but from the force of which I was created. I am here to help you release your blue. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. Rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes, they don't want it out, just dimmed, because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit, a little bit to just touch it, just to say they know me and were able to get in. See, only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. Then realizing you can't destroy love. It just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is dry. Can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt. Release the anger. Release the pain you've caused and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. Because love can't sit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed. I'm Indigo Child, and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest truth, my aura is golden, and you've just been given a piece of my indigo blue. And that's that piece.
Be what you done did. I'm going to have to listen to Erykah Badu live now. I'm going to have to listen to the live.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Can't, you going to pull that out on me like that? I'm not. I mean, I'm vibing with it. I'm vibing with it. With the not, I'm vibing with it. Like,
yeah,
that's my
yeah.
shit. That's my yes, shit. But, yes. yeah. Y'all crooning tonight. I see y'all Effie Arnold with the falsetto and the riffs, and y'all showing out. Y'all came through showing out. But let me get to some of this here. I like some of these lines here. My love stays locked and loaded. Love from afar, love from the stars. But I really, really like not the blue from the bruised heart that stains my veins. That's a deep line right there.
Yeah. You've been hurt.
I see you just ain't singing. You right.
Yeah, I'm trying.
yeah, I see you over there. You know, you're crooning, but you're writing. That's what I'm talking about. See? Y'all elevating over here. Y'all going to make us do something. We can't be, y'all ain't going to be showing out on us. Me and Kim, we got to represent and host it. Y'all come in here flexing on us already.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I love host it, y'all. Yeah.
We gonna try to represent. Y'all done set the bar already. You know, we still got more poets to come out, so we appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. You got anything you want to share on the air before, you know, you get off here? And I also want to say that I think it's dope that you can do that particular piece, especially because of who Erykah Badu wrote that for, and you got your grandchild with you. I think that's dope, too.
Absolutely. Right, you know right. me, mother. Yeah.
Already. I got to point that out. I think that's dope. But yeah, if there's anything you want to share, you know, anything you got coming up, please feel free. Put it on the event page as well.
Well, my normal show is on hiatus right now. We're working something out, but we're going to be back on Wednesday night. But you can catch me sometimes Monday nights on King and Queen's Quarters, co-hosting with King Atterbury. And, you might catch me on Saturday night. I don't know. We'll see. But definitely.
Already. But like I said, if you want to share any of that on the VIP page, feel free. We appreciate you coming through and hope that you can make it next time. We enjoy having you on the show.
Oh, man, I enjoy being here. Appreciate y'all, too. One love, one mic.
Already. Look here, y'all. Coming through representing. doing your thing. We're going to the next caller. We got 506 in the building.
Hello. It's Lady
Well, hello. A. Let everybody know. Okay, there you go. I ain't even got to say it. You're on top of it. How you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. I'm here enjoying the show. Everybody's already showing out. My energy is high. I love when y'all do that because I'll come in feeling like I don't know what it's going to be, and then they just kick it off, and my energy is just flowing with the show, so I love it.
Yeah, wow. It speaks loudly for your being or your hosting, too, doesn't it? That's what I think.
Well, I appreciate
you're
that.
Happy.
I mean,
yeah,
I try to do a little something, you know? I feel good having, you know, being back. Me and Kim, you know, really took our time to make sure we brought good energy when we came back, and we appreciate everybody waiting and being patient and then representing when we came back. You know, that's a lot of love. You guys are sharing the flyers. You're coming through consistently. You know, we love it. We appreciate y'all.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know we all appreciate you both as well. So I brought us something that's a little bit spicy, sort of sensual.
Uh-oh.
Kind of hot.
Okay.
And I've always had this opinion about, you know, we used to talk about the two sexes, man and woman, and I've always thought that men were far more beautiful than women are because, you know, you pretty much shit, shower, and shave, and out the door you go, and all the girls are like, oh, he's so curious, he has it. And then we just, the hair and the makeup and the whole shooting match. So naturally, I think men are more beautiful and attractive than women are. So
okay.
This poem,
I guess that's what it's going to be about, huh?
It is. It's called Resplendent. It's about man.
All right. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to let you do your thing. It makes sense that you bring in something hot with all that fire going on up there in Canada. So, yeah, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm going to press
yeah,
mute.
Sorry about the small keepers. Yeah. So this is called Resplendent. Beauty, which is man. Perfection as he stands, sinewy, ripped, shredded, Adonis, reincarnated. Goddess Aphrodite wants him for her own. Tasty treasures taunt her sleep. In her dreams she moans. Magnificent beyond compare, she touches every inch. Hardened girth, her hand grasps firm. She's wet and squirms. Posterior glutes entice her mood. Her hips press into his. Sculpted, he is David, king to her wanton queen. Resplendent above all gods, she worships him with oil, sliding down his belly, lower to his groin, lingering on his phallus, engorged, stiff and steely. His groaning lights her fire, and she devours greedily. Exquisite form, few are adorned with muscles made for love. He is Scarlet's Rhett Butler, and knowing hands thereof. A vixen, she leads him, then he takes the lead. First, easy riding, faster their hips in sync. She pleads, and peace.
Well, all right. You weren't lying here, look. Tasty treasures haunt her sleep. But, you know, I'm listening because I'm used to the type of poetry you normally do, but hardened the girth, her hand grips firm. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. She worships him with oil. Oh, shit. She devours him greedily. I'm like, she's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you doing the thing on here. You got a lot to say. But the way that you write, obviously, you paint the picture. It's very easy to see. And, you know, anybody that can appreciate poetry can appreciate the painting of a picture. You do that well. So definitely love you bring a piece in and do that because we all saw where you was going with it. You're nasty, but we ain't mad at you.
Oh, I'm glad. I thought I would throw in a little bit of a treat tonight.
I mean, you did your thing. You did your thing. I like to say after something like that to check on Joe. So we're going to have to check on Joe, see how he's doing. You know, he hears stuff like that. We got to check on Joe.
Oh, okay.
Appreciate you
well,
coming through,
you like.
Hopefully. Absolutely, absolutely. We had a good time. Enjoyed the piece. I always appreciate when you come through. So hopefully you'll be able to make it through next time and show us some love and, you know, probably shock us with something else. No telling. You got a wide range. No telling what you'll do next time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was fun.
All right. Appreciate that. See you next time.
All right.
Lady A coming through, being the first one to, with Mrs. Nasty Times, what she hit us with tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 251 in the building.
What's up, people?
What's happening? What's happening? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
Yeah, this is Hiram Ether. Very, very glad to be back among y'all.
Brother, we hate we missed you last time. Glad you made it onto the show, brother. Definitely look forward to your pen, man. How you been?
Man, I've been all right, man. I won't complain yet. The way it cut off last time, yeah, it was kind of tragic, but we here tonight to make
man.
Up for it.
That's right, because the way the show was going, brother, it was feeling like tonight. It's like it started off real strong, you know what I'm saying? So the second show back, it was getting like really, really tough. It was really strong, but all the poets coming through, and you guys are doing the same thing tonight. So definitely appreciate you guys still rocking with us, especially after that, because that was bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I definitely appreciate you, man. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Man, I just say it's always dope. It always inspires me for another perspective, you know, to get the pen moving again or in a particular trajectory, you know what I'm saying, hearing other people and the things that they say, you know what I'm saying? I am Chopper Zion, and so, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate always what I hear, and I appreciate y'all for providing the platform.
Already, that's what we hope for, man. We, you know, Kim was talking about, especially on one of the flyers she made about pen pushing, man, we want to push everybody, but, you know, you guys push us too. That's that energy, that iron sharpening iron kind of energy that this show just naturally has. You don't even have to say it. People just feel it, and people want to elevate because it's like, damn, I ain't finna come through on Renaissance Poetry with people spit like that and not bring no good shit. That's what it's like. So you know, you say you ain't coming here with no bullshit. That's the good energy. So everybody, like, steps the game up, and I love it because I love hearing the change when people spit every other week, and it's like, man, they writing over here. They elevating over here. And I'm sitting there like, well, shit, I can't be stagnant because I'm not going to get a whole spit with no bullshit while they killing it. So, you know, it's real, man. It's real.
To me. Yes, sir.
All right, brother, man. I know you ready to spit. Chopping at the bit a little bit, so I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. The name of this one is called Affirmations. I was in a particular place when I wrote it. Without further ado, there's but a fine line between gifts and curses. Witchcraft, fellowship, religious sermon, poetic verses. A collection of words carefully crafted to achieve a specific end. Some time to entertain, inspire, inform, or point out sin. The soul of man is unknown, even to the skin we're in. We want to have it going on, but until then, we try to pretend. Soul searching, chanting, pouring libation and Bible verses, magical thinking, hoping and praying for daily mercies and worship services. I need encouragement. And at times a little direction, recalling vague memories of a lady who left an impression. She was a garden of wisdom who knew life wasn't always what it seemed. But if you asked nicely inside of the feet, she would accurately interpret your dreams. Cleaning greens, peeling potatoes and snap beans, humming the soul for tunes while talking about old happenings. My great-grandmother died shortly after I came to be. But with everything I heard about, I know she's exactly what I need. I'm having strange dreams. Affirmations as my ears ring. I know she had the ability to tell me what it all means. And I have to fess up. Seems like everything I touched, I messed up. But something tells me that I may need to slow down in order to catch up. It's amazing how people who long know me think I'm crazy. I can never fully explain it, but I'm understood by perfect strangers. Synchronizations. Galvanized nerves and increased patience. Heightened intuition and communications with my deceased baby. What I'm getting from life is either blessings or more lessons, reflecting on where my path and others intersected. Divinations, becoming one with all of creation. Affirmations of overcoming personal limitations. Foundations were shaken. Investing in self in order to make it. For this realization, I find myself phenomenally grateful. Ancestral veneration and ultimate communication. Praying that Ogun forces a machete to clear the way with. Evil witches with beautiful smiles and bad intentions tried to get me all while disguising the opposition. It doesn't matter whether my mind is clouded or clear. I may miss a lot, but I know when the aura of death is near. While it's taxing on my being when I feel that somebody's about to go, every silver lining has a dark cloud, so at least I already know. I was told that I was a healer, born into a legion of sick people. For that alone, there will always be a reason to dig deeper. I've been made bolder and made stronger by what I've came over, thawing my heart from the times when it was made colder. And I'll keep pressing on until my soul is redeemed, because if my ego is stronger than my spirit, the messages won't be fully received. Thank you.
All right, brother. Give me that last stanza one more again, man, because you brought it home. I need you to go and give it to the people one more time.
I've been made bolder and made stronger by what I've came over, thawing my heart from the times when it was made colder. And now I keep pressing on until my soul is redeemed, because if my ego is stronger than my spirit, the messages won't be fully received.
You better preach. You better preach, man. Look at him. Y'all saw it out tonight, boy, with these pieces. And you had lines on this one. You had a lot of stuff, man. Ah. And the line about your grandmother, man, your great-grandmother was a grandmother.
My great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother, yeah.
Yes.
The line about that, mm-hmm. That resonated with me because, you know, obviously, you know, you have those loved ones that pass on, but you feel like they're still there, they're still reaching out, they're still speaking to you, they're still
working
to guide you, man. And that piece really spoke to me, you know, that right there. That was dope right there. also, like what you said, you know, what I'm getting from life is either blessings or more lessons. Now, you had a lot of gems in this piece, man. This was dope here. This is dope. Brother, we appreciate you coming through and killing it, man. That was fire.
Thank you, man. I sure appreciate you, man. Again, thank y'all so much for everything y'all doing.
Already, man. We appreciate you guys continuing to come through, especially being patient and coming back again, man, because that means a lot, bro. It really does. So.
Yeah, that'd be. Yeah, it ain't y'all doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to come together and fight it. We got to stay together, stay down. We got to aim that angst where it belongs, not to one another.
Already. That's real talk, man. That's what I'm talking about. He's still preaching. Y'all hear him? He's still preaching. That's what I'm talking about. All right, brother.
All right, peace, man.
We'll see you next time, man. Already.
Yes,
sir. Well, man, Hiram coming through doing his thing. We're going to go to another caller. I believe that we may be able to get one more in before we get to host it. Anybody who's unfamiliar with host it, basically, Kim and I will come through after the break. We got a refresh break. You guys go get your drinks, you know, you roll your spliff, whatever it is you're doing. You handle that during the break. We come through with host it, and we come right back to the callers. That's how we get down. So the next caller we got here is 213. In the building.
Oh, what's going on? This is Kevin Smith.
Hey, what's happening, brother, man? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm cool. Yeah, I had to tap in while I was still at work, because last time, you know, I was at the end of the line last time.
I'm on here.
Oh,
I'm on
man.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
Yeah, you're here now. You're here
yeah,
now.
I'm in there.
Yes, sir. Man, appreciate you coming through, man. I just want to shout you out for, you know, continuing to, you know, to check on us here and there, man, before we came back. Means a lot to know that people were thinking about us, man. I just wanted to, you know, shout you out in front of everybody that you were one of those people behind the scenes, you know, checking on the host from the show.
Nah, he lying. I'm an a-hole. Y'all know I'm an a-hole.
Yeah, you might sound like one, but you know what I'm saying?
Nah, y'all
fam,
y'all fam.
Though, man, for real. Already, already. But, yeah, man, I'm glad you made it back. Glad you got time, you know, from your job to get your thing in. So I'm going to let you do that. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, this is since he muted, so he can't cat back at me. This like in practice. It ain't no real piece. It's like practice with. It's to hone my skills. All right, it's untitled. Here we go. Wouldn't it be a trip if someone took the cons out of the piracy of my mental stability and finally decoded the matrix, or uploaded the source code to backdoor the algorithm to Instafame, and we all trying to get paid, be rich with no shame, while getting laid by the king's handmaid, then get played, betrayed in an unconscious state by a tropical drink laced with black nightshade, no shade. But since the age of a fan blade, my brain's been as quick as a switchblade. Like a twist to a muscle, my grade matters deeper than an itch that's inlaid. It's been my crusade since I was old enough to tip a barmaid to evade all accolades I entertain, ready-made outrage by attention seekers, entitled to their tirades. I'm dismayed as if respect is not earned but prepaid. That's outrage, how negative thoughts can invade your brainwaves, make you moonwalk on friendships, retrograde. Make you forget how being self-made don't take no tax like free trade. I'm throwing off my center grade. I'm hotter than Kelvin Alert, the fire brigade. They gon' need Jacob's ladder and a head start from the plate like Willie Mays Hayes in order to steal a view from my palisade. Stay behind the barricade. When I pull my pen, my piece gon' self-destruct at 10. Shit, that's smarter than a fifth grader. Yeah, peace.
You better motherfucking spit, man. Look at this man came through with, look, we had Hiram Ether on here, but you came with the ether for real. What's going on with you, brother? You just waiting to come through and bomb shit?
Like I said in the intro, that's not even a piece. That's just
it's not even
me playing around with how to move.
It's not a piece.
How to move things.
I need you to give me the first stanza back. I need the first stanza back since it ain't no piece. Give me the first stanza back.
Wouldn't it be a trip if someone took the cons out of the piracy of my mental stability and finally decoded the matrix or uploaded the source code to backdoor the algorithm to Instafame, and we all trying to get paid, be rich with no shame while getting laid by the king's handmaid and get played, betrayed in an unconscious state by a tropical drink laced with black nightshade, no shade.
Damn! That's what I'm talking about. You killed it, brother. You killed it. There ain't nothing else to say.
Absolutely.
You have another line. There's lines all over this piece. There was another one that jumped out to me, man. I'm dismayed if respect is not returned but prepaid. Killing it. Killing it. That's cold blooded right there, brother.
Appreciate it.
Already. Look here, man. Y'all got... Let me. Where's my pen at? I'm going to put this in the trash. Y'all ain't making me want to write no more, man. Y'all showing out. Killing it. Much, much respect, brother. Appreciate you making time to get here, especially, you know, at work, man.
Oh, thanks for having me. God bless. Good night.
Already. My man Kevin Smith coming through, literally murking everything. Like, we still got a little something. We got a little time here. I'm going to go ahead and get the next caller in here before we get to the break. We got 901 in the building.
Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
Everything is well. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Serena Butterfly, girl.
Already. And how have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have been thoroughly enjoying it. Thoroughly. indefinitely.
That is what's up.
Tonight. Yes, indeed.
It has been that kind of show. And look at you about to come in here before the break. I don't think anybody ready, Joe. Just get yourself together. I don't know what she's going to do.
I'm going to be good.
You go, okay. Hey, I'm not even. You know what's good is that we ain't heard from Automatic yet, because he probably couldn't handle it. Probably couldn't handle it.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. We appreciate you always coming through and showing up. We appreciate you sharing the flyer and doing your thing. You've been another one of those consistent, you know, poets over the years. We appreciate that. I know you and Kim are extra tight. So this is all family. We definitely, you know, love that you guys continue to rock with us.
Oh, well, thank you. And there's no other place that I'd rather be, you know. And it's perfect for a Friday evening for a long day and just needing that mental break and everything, you know, to come through and show love to you all as well. I appreciate y'all.
I'm ready. And that's what it's about. It's like I tell everybody, it's like a reunion every show. So, yeah,
yes.
I'm going to let you come and do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. I get high off of poetry, for it provides intense poetic gasps. My pen causes sensitive and penetrating spasms. I'm poetically penetrating 7 × 1,027 atoms. Maybe I'm divergent. Are we the ones residing within a parallel universe? Sometimes I wonder if people's lives lie in waiting to be reversed. I believe our ancestors don't envy the lives of the living. I believe there are fragments of some old souls residing within our children. You know, folks often say, that child been here before. Personally, I wouldn't want to come back here to this tired and schizophrenic system no damn more. And yes, I can be a bit complex. And I won't be disturbed if you call me a lovely mess. Some know how I am and still accept me for who I am. I'm an inquisitive woman who is fascinated with the universe, and I miss gazing upon the sparkling of the stars. See, I reside in such a lit-up community. Although the sky is dark, the night's features are no longer clear to me. As a matter of fact, there are many things in life which are not quite clear to me. Maybe I should just buy a house in the country. Yet I continue to walk this crooked road, travel across rickety bridges. I pay the high tolls. I attempt to tiptoe to prevent the awakening of vicious trolls, but I'm a voluptuous girl, so just my presence awakens the fold. Will I ever reach all of my goals? Shit, I don't know. Only because I can't see into the future. I try to be optimistic that outcomes will become better. So I just live and appreciate this here life. But I refuse to sell my soul, no matter the damn price. In peace, butterfly. Go ahead.
You did not hit me with the nerd shit in the first stanza. You know you got to go back and repeat that. You got to go and give me that back. But what?
Which
how
part?
Many atoms? No, give me that back. Give me that back. One more thing.
My pen causes sensitive and penetrating spasms. I'm poetically penetrating 7 × 1,027 atoms.
Cold-blooded. That's why they call you the scorpion. We don't know which way you're going to sting any daggone body. It's just ridiculous with the pen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Already, we appreciate you coming through. Look here. It looked like Kim having a conniption. I'm gonna let her speak to you about the piece.
What
she looks like she having it.
First of all, yo, Serena, yo,
man.
That matter of fact tone that you have is so confident, and I love the way you just come in here. And when you spit about, you had those lines in there when you were talking about the ancestors and how you wouldn't want to come back here. Can you run that back again?
Yes,
how you were saying you wouldn't want to come back. What was that line? Oh, my God.
Okay. I believe our ancestors don't envy the lives of the living. I believe there are fragments of some old souls residing within our children. You know, folks often say their child been here before. Personally, I wouldn't want to come back here to this tired and schizophrenic system no damn more.
See what I'm talking about? She got that old, like that old school wisdom vibration in her voice. You know, you that child been here before. Like that whole, how many times we heard that? And then just to think about our ancestors. Listen, you know, while I feel blessed to be on the side of the living, listen, when I'm done, don't come waking me up asking me to come back here. Man. I'm done, okay? Right. I'm done.
I'm through. Yeah, right.
Y'all got to figure it out.
I'm trying to tell you, leave me alone. Let me be. I done did my time, okay?
That's right.
I love that piece.
Thank you.
So dope.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate both of y'all so much.
All right. We appreciate you continuing to come through. Hopefully you'll be able to make it to the next show. We're going to go ahead and go to the break, the refresh break, let you guys get your drinks together, whatever it is. We're going to play two songs. We're going to come back with Host Spit. Me and Kim are going to do our thing. We're going to bring y'all right back. I'm going to let y'all know who we have. So right after we had Serena Spit, she did her thing. We got 707-713-346-757-912-571-615-445. That's the list that we're going to go right back into as soon as we get back from Host Spit. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
Well, I hope this one is the right one. Right one.
I feel like when I'm done. Could it be your nice silky tone? Oh, that makes me want you, girl. Distant nights and a love on the phone as I touch myself. Was I wrong? How I want you more. The mood evoked, incense smoke, and I'm burning up in temperature, ready to explode. Come take a talk, let's float, baby, on high, higher ground. She floats. She floats like leaves on a breeze when she takes a toke of me. Expeditiously, light speed, not light amphetamines, heavy on the need. Addicted, we get the shakes, get baked in the sun. We be the sum of the dopest needle injections, pookie with the facial expressions, wild cocaine grizzly, drunk in love. We tipsy, get dizzy like cannabis leaves. We spin, we look like the Chronic album on turntables. We turn over tables like Jesus, but her water is already wine. Getting high has changed us. The evolution is real. We feel everything. She is everything. The moon and the stars, quasars and Mars, an exploding star, the supernova painted on my stroke of genius, a masterpiece on my skin. We blend like blue and yellow makes green, go together like oxygen and trees, like lungs that take O2 in to breathe, like gills for our ancestors who became mermaids, like warm water she pours over my feet to bathe. Feels like love antiquated. They don't make this shit no more. Y'all too afraid to even let go, let alone go to the edge of consciousness, to take a deep leap of faith, to bathe in these forbidden lakes, the Lazarus, rebirth of the mind, blind, leading the blind, while our third eye is wide open. Open like baby birds needing to feed. My mouth is open for orgasms, leaving her legs shaking when she walks like newborn deer. She is so dear to me. I feed with a different kind of need and greed. We devour one another like missing nourishment, like Sally Struthers feeding African bellies, starving for affection, starving for connection, starving for addiction, for friction, starving for the type of heat that melts icebergs at sea. I guess that means she melts me. Her excellent head allows me to bleed into her consciousness, DNA equally yoked, no need to scramble. We are the example that addictions don't need to be kicked. This is a habit that I don't need to lick, but I still do. I have no shame. Fuck it. You can say that I gloat because we get so high we leave the universe when we float. At this point, it doesn't even matter what I wrote. This is some bullshit. We dip like my grandpop in his tobacco when I spit like a fiend in staccato. My flow is like an ivy drip straight to the lips. My feet dance like crips when I walk her way. I'm literally sick when I walk away, like my body is broke. God damn. Come here, baby. I feel like I'm going to die if I don't get another toke. Renaissance. And we back. I'm going to bring in my co-host. We got the Hurricane in the building.
You already know. You already know. Don't try to bring me on all smooth like you ain't just set ablaze on the mic. Just don't. Don't try to do me like that. Don't try to do me like that.
Don't even try to do me like that. I didn't do that.
Oh. We look like the Chronic album on turntables. We turn over tables. Come on, Supernova, painted on my stroke of genius. They don't make this shit no more. Y'all too afraid to even let go. My mouth is open for orgasms, leaving her legs. What? Bruh, but the line that I'm going to need you to get back into, this is the one that took me out and almost made me cuss, okay? And I'm trying to do better. I need you to give me that dip line, the dip. I'm going to need you to go back to that because that was just, please.
All right. You could say that I gloat. We so high, we leave the universe where we float. At this point, doesn't even matter what I wrote. This is some bullshit. We dip like my grandpop in his tobacco when I spit like a fiend in staccato. My flow is like an IV drip straight to the lips.
You know what? I don't have to put up with this. Y'all see what I got to deal with? I don't have to put up with this. I don't feel like, I'm glad that you all here are witness, so I'm not subjected to this, because I shouldn't have to put up with this. You know what I'm saying? This is sibling vibes over here. This dude be spitting pee, and I got to sit here and listen to this with the sibling ear. You understand what I'm saying? I got to turn the sibling on. I'm glad y'all here to help a sister out. We take a minute to shout y'all out. From the top of the show, Joe always hitting that number one spot. Anthony Arnold, Danielle, you know, Lady A. Listen, I so appreciate y'all. Kevin Smith, Hiram got in. I'm so glad to hear y'all. Thank y'all for coming back. I know last week was crazy, but thank you so much. Y'all add so much character, so much life. We really live for these Fridays to hear what y'all going to bring. And then you got, you know, the host that be coming up here trying to act all humble and shit like he don't know what he just did. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all hear this.
Ain't nothing to say, because here's the reality. When the hurricane come through,
oh, Lord, everybody forget
what I did, like what I did. Disappear, like that's
whatever.
What the hurricanes do. They flood everything.
Yeah.
They just destroy
right. What
was before. You know what I'm saying? So I can come through and spit something, but ain't nobody gonna remember that. That's all I'm saying. You know, we gonna prepare for you right now.
Right.
We gonna prepare
that's
for you right now.
About. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Yeah. So I'm gonna let you do that. I already got my hats. You know. Taken care of. I got my sandbags. I'm just going to tell everybody else. Y'all need to get your sandbags and everything together because she's going to flood it all when she do what she do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready. I'm going to press mute so I can get out the way because when the hurricane comes through, I'm just trying to clear the mess. I'm coming back trying
right.
to clear the mess. So that's all. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This ain't about metaphors. Double entendres are winning scores. Titles, likes, or notoriety. It's about the right in me while he's writing me. The fight in me. The laugh and the cry in me. The lows and the highs in me. The naive and the wise in me. And surprising me. I once became complacent with hiding me. Never enjoyed the front row. Aggressively slapped praise and accolades down like block shots in the fourth quarter with 1 second on the clock. Felt so unworthy of the very spot I was being called to. Even sent that divine calling to voicemail a time or two. Didn't realize that the scuff marks in the front of my shoes were from hanging on the ankles of self-abuse. My enemy was becoming my own worst enemy. It was that in my room, shattering the life of my visions with tunes, running amok to walk off with all my stuff. And she had that sniper aim, no gunpoint, just my inverted finger loaded with mathematical equations, you know, those less than statements that called me into my condemned faces. But see, from the hairs on my head to the heels of my feet, he already saw me as sacred. See, even with my mistakes and disobedient deeds, he just wanted me to be me, yet still I listened to the words, lies, which threw beams in my own eyes, and so he called me out through the lines of Matthew 7:5. Because living righteously is a consistent climb out of the low that we often settle for. The trials, they build muscle. The tribulations make them ache. And when those nights seem longer than days, I used to look for an escape. Back into those back rows that didn't call on me to be seen or rise, because on each corner and every side, all I saw was a high tide of my low decision. All I saw was shame and guilt fingers snapping photos of my weakest positions. All I saw were layers of what I accepted that were insufficient of how he funded me. I kept trying to cash checks that he already voided because it was easier, because it felt safe, never realizing how far I was walking away from his grace. I was fighting with stubbornly built walls, vicious cycles and a murderous tongue, becoming dizzy, spinning right back into the same place I started from, inert, with no understanding of how to move, couldn't even trust my own judgment or point of view. Fear jumped in and laid with me, stayed with me, wrapped around me like an anaconda, restricting everything I was taking for granted. Have you ever stared down the throat of what wanted to swallow you whole? And then realize the mouth was connected to the very demons you own. All I smelled was death and smoke while stepping over the charred carcasses of my hopes and dreams. Tried to give them a funeral, then he intervened through the right of me. Even as the flesh and spiritual sides of me were colliding, because all he wants is to rise in me. But I've got to come out of hiding to reveal how he confides in me, how he heals and deals with me privately. Because no matter how well I flip these words, they will never land in a blessed stance if the writing me is not guided by his hand.
And peace. What you're not going to do is act like you ain't just flood everything. Give me the first stanza, because you murked everything with the first stanza. Give me that right back.
All right. This ain't about metaphors. Double entendres or winning scores. Titles, likes, or notoriety. It's about the right in me while he's right in me. The fight in me. The laugh and the cry in me. The lows and the highs in me. The naive and the wise in me. And surprisingly, I once became complacent with hiding me.
Damn. I don't even want to say nothing else. You got so many lines in this piece. You really took it there. But you set the stage with this first stanza with the wordplay. And I love how you, the cadence went. Like, you killed this. You did your thing. Like, I don't even need to spit no more. I'm just going to let you do whole spit. And that's it.
You know what? Whatever. Listen, they like the yin and the yang. It takes two. What that song says, it takes two to make a thing go right. Y'all know
that's
that.
What it say. That's what it
y'all
say. But it felt like it's going wrong when I spit. Damn,
no,
you come through
no,
and just,
no,
just be doing
no.
The damn thing.
Uh-uh. What Mutombo say? No, 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 not today. We're not trying to hear you. We're not trying to hear you. It's two. Yin and yang. You hear me? This is how we do this. Every other Friday, y'all ain't heard.
You're right. You're right.
Every other Friday, y'all ain't heard. That's right. Every other Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. You feel me? Only Epiphany Radio. Baby, baby.
Already. You know, got to shout out my boy.
No, you didn't hit me with that laugh. Oh, my God. I hope for real was listening.
Hey,
no,
hey, he's listening right now. You know how to fuck with him. He listening right now and fuck with him.
Oh, my God. Shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio for real. Man, listen, Raw Links, y'all got to go check him out. Epiphany and Renaissance, we are sponsored by Raw Link LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Check him out. He has some of the dopest handmade pieces. Got the Juneteenth line out. Go check him out, y'all.
Already. He already got something posted on the page with the link or whatever, so check him out. And we appreciate y'all sticking with us through Host Spit. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. You know, we're not going to leave y'all hanging. The next caller in the building is 707. Appreciate you, Kim.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Who do we have on the mic?
It's Lily. How you doing?
We're doing great, doing great. Glad to have you on the mic. How have you enjoyed the show so far today?
I am loving the show, as always. See your ass. I have no words. I'm glad I wasn't on the edge of the bed because I would have fell.
I ain't do nothing.
Of course not. And in Kimbrella, as always, Lord Jesus, you come with a word or seven or ten. Yeah.
Yeah, she did her thing.
She does all the time, all the time.
All the time.
Hope y'all have insurance on y'all mics and shit.
But we have a good time. We appreciate y'all sticking with us because we get a little overboard sometimes during the Host Spit. So. We appreciate y'all being patient.
Okay.
We have a good time.
Yes, indeed.
I see you posted your award on the page. So everybody, if you're looking, check out, Lily has been nominated. So please check it out. Vote for her, because she's dope. And she deserves, to get that W. So go check out, hit her up and support. We appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah, I saw it.
All right.
I just approved it. I don't know why the page is like that, where you got to approve, the post
right.
that have links or weird stuff like that. But, yeah, I approved it.
Right. Well, appreciate it.
I'll get it. So, yeah, I'm going to let you come through and show out because I know that's what you don't do. But you always do because you get prolific like that. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, so this piece is titled Spiritual Resilience. Hold on. Be strong. It's temporary. You wake up. You dread getting out of bed because you already know what's ahead of you. You wait impatiently for your bus to arrive while the homeless man across from you yells at the top of his lungs, arguing with the figment of his imagination. You can feel his anger vibrate off your skin. It's running a race with your goosebump-filled arms, prayfully hoping that the voices in his head doesn't tell him that you're his enemy. It's too early to fight for your life with them. Hold on. You finally reach your destination, but now you've jumped from the frying pan and in front of the firing squad, otherwise known as your peers. These people, a word I use loosely, plan and plot to oust you from your place of employment. You fought tooth and nail to avoid suffering from that final nail in the coffin they tried to imprison you in. 12 years of bullying and false accusations has taken its toll on your mental health as well as your finances because they finally succeeded with getting rid of you. You're at your wit's end, and you begin to crumble at the mere thought of possibly living like the homeless man you encountered earlier. Be strong. You're not used to change. Whether it's your location or your income, you're a creature of habit. But with the demotion and involuntary transfer, you have no choice but to adapt to your new surroundings. Fear of the unknown has you on edge, and your trust is non-existent. God has covered you. He knows what you prayed for, and he's heard your cries. As long as you have faith the size of a mustard seed, it will grow into something much more substantial than material possessions. Yes, the struggle is real, but so are the blessings that are about to present themselves. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord and his strength." Philippians also states that I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Your struggle, it's temporary. Be strong. Hold on. The book of 1 Peter offers the needed understanding of what a resilient faith looks like and how we can stand strong regardless of what comes at us. You got this. In peace.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You came through literally, and I got to say this because you just, you did the thing, and you really brought, you brought Taraji in for us, right, in the host bit, like the third spot, like, because that's what she used to bring, that word. And you just brought it in, and I love that. I appreciate that. I can't even do the doom, doom, doom thing that I would do because, you know, you got me. I wasn't ready. You brought it home. That piece was really inspirational. You had a lot of things that just, you know, were encouraging. And, you know, we need that on the show, and I appreciate you bringing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the platform.
And I got to bring Kim on that one, too, because I know she got something to say. You floored me with that one because it was so in tune with that third spot kind of thing. And it kind of got me.
Yeah, you know, listen, Lili is one of the most diverse poets I know. When I tell you this woman can write from any angle, the way she stretches her pen, I so appreciate you. And I love when you give people this side of you. I love when you let them know that there's other layers to you. And I agree with Keith. Like, it's so crazy because today is the 9th. Which marked 6 months since Taraji transitioned.
6 months? Really?
6 months.
Yep, 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He came back in the 5th month.
Wow. That's crazy.
And it's like, you know, her birthday's coming up, and you came in with that energy, and it's just well-received. Thank you so much. I know whoever's on the other end of this needs this. That is an uplifting word that any of us could use on any given day. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the platform.
And don't forget, wait a minute. First of all, again, congratulations on your nomination. But you also got a little something to share with us. What you got coming up, Miss?
Yes, ma'am. So, Keith.
Yeah.
So what am I? What's my name? Say my name. What's my name?
What's the name you always talk about to say? What's the name you always talk
about
to say?
The Black Mae West.
Well, the Black Mae West might have a CD coming out.
Oh shit. When is that supposed to be coming out? You're working on it right now? Is it done? What's happening?
I'm working some things out. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I told you, soon as he heard, and that's what the title is going to be, okay?
The Black Mae West.
That's what I'm talking about. You better motherfucking do it.
I'm trying to write some shit as we speak, and that may be the last erotic CD, but I want to go out with the bang. Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Do your thing, man. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to see what you do with that.
So, yeah, working on that, and I'm still trying to spend the summer with somebody's son. So.
Hey, like I said last time, you need to post that. Go ahead and post that. Let them know.
Yeah. So, you know, y'all single. Y'all single men's, yeah. I single.
Oh my!
Hey, she gonna make the somebody son post on the event page. Y'all look out.
I'm trying to travel and do some stuff
I cannot.
Y'all want to give me some material to write about? Holler at your girl. You know what I mean. Okay.
There it is, people. If you didn't know, now you know.
They said a closed mouth don't get fed. My shit stayed. Oh, anyway. Okay, bye.
See, you going to do the inspirational, and you going to backdoor it with that? You got to go. Look,
okay,
no. It's time to go. Look, you can't do that and then come back. No. No, you can't do that.
Lord, hey,
Kim, you said she was diverse. There you have it. There you have
Didn't
it. Didn't
I?
She gave us the whole spectrum.
There you go.
Look,
you
got the whole kaleidoscope just right now. We got all the colors right now.
We're going to do a collab. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, we done. We'll go to the next caller.
We
appreciate you, Lily, for coming out and doing your thing with us. And we're going to catch you next time.
Love you, sis.
Right. Love you, too.
Already. Oh, shit. We got 713 in the building. You on mute? You there? 713 going once. All right. We'll come back to 713. It might be busy. We got 346 in the building.
Hello.
Yo, what's happening? Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
Yes, this is the newly known Mr. Love Letters, a.k.a. Mr. Eric Gerard Battles.
Okay. You got a new name. All right. Jerome Rome, how you been, man?
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you made it back to the show, man. I know you've been enjoying the show, man. We appreciate you sharing the flyers and everything, man. We appreciate that. It's big love.
Oh, yeah. I got to.
Already. But, yeah, man. I know you're ready. You've been probably, biting, at the chop to get on here and do your thing. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Here we go. Back to my pen and paper pouring out all these feels I have in my mind. Yet I can't get the reciprocation in our relationship for me to unwind. I'm not even asking for much, just to be given what I'm asked to give in kind. Cherishing what we shared the most, while others are having a hard time to find. Understand that what we have here, I've told you time after time again, I still wouldn't want it any other way. From the countless love letters I so passionately written, not limited to my lyrical foreplay, the numerous amount of times I quoted Ice Cube looking at you, "Hey yo, Dre, I got something to say." I don't know about you, my love. Lack of your presence, I can't take for another day. But can you tell me, how do I go about expressing to you that I want us to be together for eternity, acknowledging wholeheartedly that what I see in you is my epiphany? Seriously, explain to me, is a sincerity that needs to make me every man's epitome? What would give me any reliable reason that our passion in this relationship has marital validity? Looking deeper into my eyes, can you honestly tell me what would keep me from going out of sight? And against all odds, I can look at you and know that everything will be all right. After all we've been through, with the struggles in the midst of my plight, with that said, you'll still be my DSR all damn day. and all night. In peace.
You ain't slick, man. You ain't slick. You gonna drop the hip hop lines and the verses and the Ice Cubes and the Pox, but then you gonna drop Epiphany and DSR in your poetry. It's supposed to be a low. You ain't slick, man. You ain't slick. I see what you did, man. You thought you was gonna come through here and I wasn't gonna see it, huh? I wasn't gonna catch that shit. You ain't slick, brother.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, man, we appreciate you coming through, do your thing. That was clever, man, how you did all of that in the love piece, man. Shouted us out. Shouted out, you know, the poetry, you know, the conglomerate that we got here, man, and the love that we got for DSR and all them cats over there. So we appreciate you, man, doing your thing, and hope that you can continue to show up to the show, brother.
Okay, no problem. I will from now on.
Already. Yeah, man, we'll catch you next time, and hopefully you continue to listen to the rest of the show.
No problem.
Already. Eric doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next call that we got. I'm going to try 713 one more again. 713, you ready now? You there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there he is. That's 713. What's happening? Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
Yeah, this is Sir Lawrence, and I guess I didn't hear you when you called me before, but, you know, once again, you know, you, the bar gets set, then you guys come in and reset the bar. So, you know, what are we to do?
And we just try to match y'all. That's probably why you wasn't listening. You was over there creating some more inspiration or something. You know, you ain't slick over there. You know, probably got your own little nasty time going on. That's why you couldn't hear nothing.
Dig that.
You ain't fooling nobody, man. You probably wrote some stuff right after that. What you got for us, man? What you about to do?
Well, I got this piece. Hopefully, I don't think I've done this piece for y'all before, but let's see how it works.
All right, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours. Oh, wait a minute before I do that. I'll be getting into the show, I forget. Anybody who's listening to the show right now, understand that if you're listening on a computer in about 18 minutes, you will no longer be able to listen to the show. We will go into overtime, and we like to use overtime for the rest of the people who press 1 to give them an opportunity to spit. That means if you want to continue listening to the show, you got to call in. The number is 319-527-6300. If you call in, you'll continue to listen to overtime. If you just want to keep listening on your computer, the show will end for you in about 18 minutes. So, again, call in 319-527-6300. If you're listening and you want to spit, press 1. And now that that's out the way, Sir Lawrence, mic is yours, or press mute.
To get anything out of life, you have to put up with the toils and strife. You know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. She broke my field of vision. I suddenly saw sharper images as the universe aligned our parallels. Studying her was like a course in beauty, describing the point on this star. She moved with that just good gait. Here, a gift given in full trust. The time we were, and although now apart, we both agreed our lives together created a measuring stick no one else has been able to scale. What we had was too special for an interrupted run. our existence at that time in another dimension. I saw the severing taking place. Couldn't get to it in time before the connection broke. The magnetic fields pulling this way and that was over here, I over there, constellations floating between us. If I could just remember the galaxy, the modus operandi would be easy. Sir Lawrence.
So you just going to get on the mic and start crooning too, huh? Everybody crooning. Everybody want to sing a little verse tonight. Okay.
I'm trying I'm trying to keep up.
I ain't mad at you, man. I see what you did there with your piece, man, doing your thing. And this is with that love stuff. You know, I like what you said here. You know, broke my field of vision as the universe aligned our parallel. Studying her was like a course in beauty. You know, you always hit us with the little romantic stuff, but I wasn't ready for the crooning, brother. You out of bounds.
I heard that.
I wasn't ready. Wasn't prepared.
Right,
you and Anthony Arnold, y'all stepping outside the box, man, the crooning. I wasn't ready.
I hear you. Band it out.
Appreciate you coming through, man, and doing your thing. As always, we love when you come through. You've been like a supporter for the majority of this show, man. So, again, thank you. We hope that you're able to make it back to the next show.
Dig that. Always a pleasure.
Oh, really? Indeed. Now, Sir Lawrence doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller, 757 in the building.
Hey, love, how you doing?
I'm great. I think I know who this is, but why don't you let everybody know who they made it back to the show?
This is Lisa Lips.
Already, how you been? It's been a long time.
I'm good. It's been a minute. It has been.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm
okay,
glad.
How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Y'all are on fire tonight. Y'all singing and stuff.
Everybody trying to croon tonight. I don't know what it is. What's in the water, the liquor, we drink something. Everybody want to hit falsettos and riffs. I don't know what it is. But it's been fun.
I ain't got no singing for you tonight, but I got some music to put behind the seat. All right, so this piece tonight.
At that?
Yeah, this piece was inspired by this piece of music, actually.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing, but press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. It's our last night together. The last time I will pour my love all over you. And you will swim in my ocean for one last moment. My heart is breaking for all the dreams that will die tonight. But it must be so because in spite of the fact that I am completely in love with you, you can't feel it. Because for you, this was a stop on a journey. But for me, it was the fulfillment of all my lost dreams. See, I could see our silver-haired images watching our grandkids play. But you only saw my warmth as a safe haven from your current storm. And now that the clear light of day has come, you're ready to move on. I should have known better. I know no one falls in love with the hospital that heals them. So tonight, I'll spread my healing balm on every part of you and send you back into the world whole while I'm yet crumbling into ruin. Because no matter how much I tried, I could never be all you truly wanted. Your happily ever after has no space for me. For you, I was the motel where you rested and renewed for the next leg of your travels. But while you prepared for your next move, I got mesmerized by your charms, dazzled by your smile, and hypnotized by the feel of your skin on mine. And I fooled myself into believing that you were speaking of me when you talked of your future. So in the moon shadows of my bed, I let myself believe that the things you did to my body were the way that you loved me. Not just the carnal fulfillment of lust and convenience. So I'll try to stop wanting you to see me as the love you were meant to find. And I'll take this last entanglement for what it is. Whispers in the wind. Fleeting moments never meant to last. So as the curtain covers the proscenium arc of this production, I will tearfully take my final bow. The performance is over for you. Even as I thought the play was real. And I'll watch you walk off stage. Production over. Bring up the house lights. And I'll stand in this spotlight alone and try to find the strength to exit stage left, praying this is the last time I fall for a playwright and not the real prince meant for my life. Because I now know that no matter how I try, I can't make you love me. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
First of all, your tagline is disrespectful. It's the ending is just, it's disrespectful. First of all, I got to cover that. I got to cover that first of all. Now, we get to the piece here. So, the music, you got me all in the Love Jones kind of vibe, you know. You got the smoke in the air kind of, you know, situation. You set the vibe. But look, you got some lies in here. You said that you were spreading your healing balm over every part. You said that praying. This last piece here, you said, praying that this is the last time I fall for a playwright. You also said that I was the motel where you rested before the next leg of your travels. That no one falls in love with the hospital that heals them. There's so many lines here that can hit somebody in the gut. May have been in these shoes and may have been that person that fooled themselves into believing that this is the one. But really understanding mm-hmm. in the back of the mind that, you know, I know they're using me, but you have to play that role because you still want what you want, and you got that hope that it would be that fairy tale that it most often is not. You painted the perfect picture. You did that. It's a dope piece.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been in those shoes more times than I care to say, and actually, since I wrote that piece, ended up there again. But yeah, I know this story way too well.
That's unfortunate, but the ability to write poetry about those things can honestly be healing for other people and healing for yourself. So
absolutely.
You got a gift, and I'm glad that you continue to use it.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming back. It's been a minute, man. You know, don't be a stranger. Come back through.
Absolutely. I definitely want to come through more often.
I was talking
to Kim like a week or so ago, and I was telling her, you know, and Renaissance has gone through a lot of changes lately, and if there's ever anything you guys need from me, let me know. I love y'all.
Appreciate that. Absolutely. Well, hey, be careful what you ask for. Fuck around and ask you something.
I'm ready for it.
Might need something. We appreciate the offer and hope that you can continue to listen to the show. And, you know, we appreciate you coming out. Hopefully we'll see you again.
Absolutely.
All right. Disrespectful. She's going to keep being disrespectful. All right, then. See you next time.
All righty.
That's Lisa Lips doing her thing, coming through, showing out. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 912 in the building.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Mother of Dragons.
Oh, shit. Well, hello.
How you doing?
How are you doing? I'm great.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made it to the show. I've heard you in a long time.
I know. It's like been a while. Yeah.
Yes, it's been a long time. I'm glad you made it out. Have you been able to listen to a lot of the show tonight?
Yes, I have. Lili was on. I listened to a whole bunch of people. Yeah.
How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I loved it, honestly. Loved it. It was awesome. Yeah.
All right. We definitely appreciate that. I mean, I'm glad you made it to the show. And, you know, I know you got something for us because you got phenomenal pen. You know, you do your thing. Last I heard, I know it's probably elevated since then, so I'm looking forward to what you got. Don't press mute.
Thank you.
The mic is yours.
Okay. The last time I was on my knees, Schrodinger's cat manifested. Its length and its size and its shape was congruent to my mouth. It was metaphysical. And the sounds that came, Einstein would say, it was wonderful. The last time I was on my knees, from my favorite TV show, I sucked him so hard like an oxtail bone. Pulled the cartilage out, made it spit back on it, made a spliff, got high off of that. The sound he made was too loud. Take him back to Mandarin ancestry, conversate, pay homage to them, time travel on my knees. We went to Amet, Corral's pyramid, hieroglyphics on a wall with your name on it, Egyptian shit. Fuck with a couple pharaohs, your friends love me, but your mama hate me. And I'm too loud. I'm that loud. That smoke, that serotonin-filled clouds of smoke, the dopamine tip, drips of love. And I choke on that spliff. Meanwhile, she's that Reggie. Call me Jabberjaws, because I got my tetanus. From lockjaws, ass on display, from view up there, geek speech while speaking euphemism. Make my monkey jump while we do all things in his perspective. And this is how my tongue exposed him. You are a pharaoh, kneeling to commit. And the last time I was on my knees, I tasted the universe. That's that piece.
No. Mm-mm. You got to give me back to Einstein life. You got to give me back that little stanza right there. You got to give me that back to me right there.
Okay. Lord. The one about Einstein, you said?
Yeah. Einstein, yep.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, you about to meet me. I got to scroll up. I went out the poem, so I got give me a second. I got to scroll up and get back to the poem again. Because when I say stuff, I be disgusted with my own stuff. I'm like, that's disgusting. The last time I was on my knees, I met Einstein, and he said that was wonderful. So I was going to say it in German, but I was like, how many people know German for real?
That's what I'm talking about. You came in here, you showed out. You know, you always got that clever, really smart nerd shit in your erotic poetry, which is why I wanted you to hit the line back. Then you're talking about taking the brother back to Mandarin ancestry, and then you said that you're that kind of loud, that it was serotonin. And wait a minute. Jabberjaws? Really?
Jabberjaws, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to put
Jabberjaws.
Yeah.
Jabberjaws.
I'd say you showed your ass, but you showed your brain. Here, you did your thing. I always love your poetry, so I appreciate you coming through and showing out tonight. Dope shit. Definitely.
Thank you.
Already. You got to come back, man. You got to come back.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Kim is asking for you on Facebook. He said Mother of Dragons.
It's my regular name. Because it's my government name, but she can frame me on it. I need to make a page for myself. I do need to make a page for myself.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right.
It's open. You can Tanisha Dorsey. You can hit me up. Yeah. On Facebook.
Already. Yeah. If Kim liked to handle, she liked to put people on blast on the event page. So she wanted to tag your page and let everybody, you know, find
it. Oh, definitely. I don't mind.
Yeah. All right. We definitely appreciate you coming through. Love your piece. Hopefully, like I said, you'll make it back next time. I definitely will.
Thank you. One love, indeed. One mic, y'all.
Already. Y'all showing all the way out tonight. So we're going to go ahead and keep this moving. We got 571 in the building. You there? You're on mute. All right, we'll try to come back to 571. We got 615 in the building.
Mr. Keith Eric and Hurricane Kimberly Renee. Kimbrella Renee.
How are y'all? You better get it right because you're going to get on your ass, boy.
Yeah. How have y'all
been? It's been a minute, man.
It's been a while.
Already, man. I know who it is, but let everybody know who we got on the mic.
This is C-34 Music in stereo.
Indeed, man. How you been, bro?
I've been doing all right, you know. Been going through some stuff, but you know, I'm here. I'm good.
Hey, that's what's up, man. You know, there's been a lot going on. We all trying to, you know, keep it pushing, man.
Yes, indeed.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Oh, I've enjoyed the last hour that I've heard. I'm going to have to listen to the replay of the first hour. But I'm quite sure this whole thing has been just crazy good, everything that you hope for, and I can't wait to get to work.
No,
I think you know what I'm talking about.
It's been that kind of night, yeah. It's been that kind of night. Everybody been spitting. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do, man, because I know you're ready. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called The Harder They Fall. I'm going through a month of selfish pride where I'm being crucified by groups I don't stand behind. If they choose to follow me, they should know I follow Christ. There's not an ounce of sugar in my tank. Oh, hell no, I ain't touching that. With a 10-foot pole, and none of them makes me swole. I'm going to take a T.O. to veto complete control while you try to give me a roll saying I'm yoke as you hike me to fall. I'm going to shotgun formation. There's a breakup in your makeup glistening on your fake breast. I see you had a facelift, and you changed your name to Dana. Or was it Caitlin, waiting for a shameless plug? Next stop, Uranus. And I'm not saying this out of hatred, but pride goes before the fall, and the autumn wind is a raider. Isn't that so, Raven? And don't you hail from Baltimore? And are you dragging your balls to the floor? You dropped your mic wearing a vest and tie on stage in camouflage, trying to attract Mel Gibson with a brave heart. But you don't know what women want. Copycats working at Xerox. Tell me, when is your period? Seriously, you think you can impersonate Shakira switching hips in the mirror? Let me grab my iced tea and adjust my hoodie while eating my Skittles and level discussing in this discussion, saying you must be bugging, think you can replace a woman. You ready for another verbal beating? You should have never came back. Let me set the record straight. I'm 100% pro-pussy, and ain't nothing you can say about that. In peace.
Well, damn, Hammer, don't hurt him. Shit. Man, I'm telling you, bro, I fucking hollered at the quarterback line. You out of control, brother. You out of control, man. This dude, he came in here. It literally showed his ass for real in the shotgun formation. Let's get that straight. He showed your ass, but you didn't
shotgun
formation.
Yeah. Nah, they showed their ass. I'm not going to get that close. Sorry. This ain't Nick. I'm not RL. Nope.
You a chump, brother, man. Hey, miss your pen, brother. Miss that shit that you be doing because you come in here and you be scathing their ass, bro, with your poetry, man. You be getting on folk. You smack your ass around in your piece, but you do it in such a clever way, man. So appreciate you coming through. Missed that pen, man. I'm glad you made it back.
Thank you. I'll be back soon again to give you something else.
Already. I know you will. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you.
Already. C double. Doing his thing. We're going to go up to 571 one more time. We're going to try him out. This 571 is ready this time. 571, you there? Are you on mute? Did you press 1 on accident? All right, then. We're going to go ahead and go to 445 in the building. 445, you there? Uh-oh. I mean, don't tell me you sleep, 445. Oh, shit. You waking up, 445? You getting up? All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 815 in the building. 815, you there? 815. All right, then. We're going to go to... What's going on? We got 501 in the building.
I started to say I ain't here.
Yeah, just to keep the trend, huh?
Just to keep the trend. I hate bucking the trend, but yeah. What's going on with you, Keith? Eric? How you doing, man? It's just Jay.
Man, I'm good, brother. I'm just trying to make it, man. I'm enjoying the show, having a good time. You know, hopefully you've been able to catch all the show or half the show because it's been ridiculous, man.
I got a good portion of the show, man. You've been loading them up and sending them out, right?
Yes. Oh, it's been crazy, man. It's been a great night. Been a great night. How you been doing?
Man, I've been doing pretty good, man. We up for an award on that national award thing, man. And, you know, we always said it's not about the numbers. It's about the quality of the work. And we've been sticking to that theory, man, and it's been working out for us.
That's what's up,
sir.
Man.
So it's good to get recognized from that. And it's an honor that I got a chance to be in there, included with some Epiphany family, too, because, you know, this is where I really started cutting my teeth at, man. So it's been a great honor all the way around, bro.
Indeed, man. I'm proud of you. Congratulations to your nomination. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you guys get some recognition, man, so folks, you know, more folks can hear your name out there.
Yeah, man. Just going to go ahead and keep slow and steady with it, bro.
Already, that's all you can do, man. That's all you can do.
Yeah, I did. I can't remember what I did here last time I was here, man. I have an active shooter piece. I think I did that here. It's not coming to mind that I did do it here.
That's all good, man. Whatever you feel like spitting, man. If it's the second time, first time, whatever, man. Third time, spit what you feel, man. That's what we do. So I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Like it's yours.
Appreciate you, and hello to Kim, brother. I'm famished. I think I'll go get fed on the net, because tonight, I feel like seeing the fight. I'm pissed. I feel dismissed, and I'm definitely disenfranchised, and I would definitely be remiss if an opportunity like this was missed.